This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Two court proceedings today will show some of the demands being placed on the U.S. military justice system. Two men accused of abusing Iraqi prisoners face pretrial hearings. We'll have more on that in a moment. Pretrial hearings also come today for four men described as suspected terrorists. They'll be the first detainees to face a military commission at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. The commission system has been criticized by human rights groups as well as legal and military experts. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Guantanamo Bay, is at Guantanamo Bay, and has this report.
The last time the American government mounted what it calls military commissions was in the late 1940s, in the aftermath of World War II. Today's proceedings will be held in a yellow two-story office building that sits atop a hill overlooking the clear blue Caribbean waters of Guantanamo Bay. The courtroom is the largest room on the base, but it only holds about 60 people. Salim Ahmed Hamdan, a Yemeni national, will be the first defendant to face preliminary hearings. Hamdan and the other three defendants, Australian David Hicks, Sudanese national Ibrahim Al-Kuzi, and Ali Hamza Al-Balul of Yemen, have all been charged with, among other things, having links to Al-Qaeda and conspiracy to commit war crimes. The men will face a panel of five military officers. Senior Pentagon spokesman Colonel David McWilliams says very little will be made public about who will be presenting or hearing the cases.
There is a concern from the panel members from the prosecution. They have a concern about protection for themselves and their families if they are publicly known to have been participating in a process against someone who's alleged to have committed war crimes, to have served with or been part of Al-Qaeda.
Secrecy is a hallmark of the Guantanamo Detention Center. Hundreds of detainees, picked up primarily during American military operations in Afghanistan, have been held at the base incommunicado and without charge for more than 2.5 years. Interrogations are conducted daily here. Intelligence gleaned from those interrogations and other classified information can be used at the trials. John Altenberg, who's overseeing the procedures, says the need to keep information secret determine the type of trial to be used.
The answer to the question, why did the government choose commissions rather than courts-martial, is that it is a better opportunity, if you will, to protect national security interests. I think that was the driving concern, was the national security interests.
But many legal and military analysts say that both federal and military courts-martial also have systems in place to protect classified information. Altenberg admits that it's difficult to speculate just how the issue of that type of evidence will play out during the trials. The defendants will not have access to classified evidence, although their lawyers will. There's also something called protected evidence, but much of just what that is will be decided during the trial. Major Mark Bridges, a military defense lawyer for Ali Hamza Al-Balul, say these are just some of the unresolved issues heading into trial.
It's difficult to practice law in a criminal proceeding where the rules are constantly changing. That's the environment that we're operating in. Not knowing the rules when they're constantly changing, or we're making them up as we go and deciding what they are as we go, that's very difficult for any attorney to practice in that sort of an environment.
Bridges and the other military defense lawyers say they will vigorously challenge many of the trial rules. Their motions and any of the other proceedings during the trials will not be recorded for history on audio or video. Military spokesmen say that decision is non-negotiable. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.